Hey there, future proofers. Jake Carter here, your daily dose of inspiration and reality checks all rolled into one. Today, we're diving deep into something that can seriously level up your life, self-compassion. You know, being kind to yourself, even when things get rough? Yeah, that kind of stuff. It sounds simple, right? But trust me, in this crazy world, where we're constantly bombarded with expectations and comparisons, practicing self-compassion can feel like climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops. Now, I'm not talking about becoming a couch potato who just accepts mediocrity. This is about treating yourself with the same understanding and care you'd offer a good friend going through a tough time. Ever feel that inner critic judging your every move? The one that throws shade on your efforts even when you're giving it your all? Yeah, that voice needs a serious timeout. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion in your life. First off, recognize that everyone messes up. It's a universal truth, folks. We're human, not robots programmed for perfection. So next time you make a mistake, instead of beating yourself up like it's the end of the world, remember that even the most successful people stumble along the way. Think about it. Wouldn't your friends offer you a shoulder to cry on if they saw you down? Well, guess what? You deserve that same level of kindness from yourself. Second, practice mindfulness. Pay attention to those negative thoughts and feelings without judgment. Acknowledge them, then gently redirect your focus to something positive or grounding. It's like watching clouds drift by. Acknowledge their presence but don't get caught up in the storm they might create. Third, ditch the comparison game. Social media can be a real trap for comparing ourselves to others and feeling inadequate. Remember, everyone's journey is different. What works for one person might not work for another. Focus on your own path and celebrate your unique strengths and accomplishments. You're playing a different game altogether. Fourth, practice self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. Self-care is about taking intentional actions to nurture your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, engage in activities that bring you joy, and set boundaries to protect your energy. Think of it as investing in yourself, the ultimate ROI. And finally, remember that asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. We all need support sometimes, and there's no shame in reaching out to friends, family, or professionals when you're struggling. Remember, even superheroes have sidekicks. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're preparing for an important presentation at work. You spend hours crafting the perfect slides, practicing your delivery, and visualizing success. But then, on the day of the presentation, your stomach starts doing flips, your palms get sweaty, and you feel like everything is going wrong. Suddenly, that inner critic chimes in, reminding you of all those times you've messed up in the past. Sound familiar? This is where self-compassion comes into play. Instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, imagine yourself talking to a friend in this situation. What would you say? Would you berate them for feeling nervous? No, you'd probably offer words of encouragement, remind them that it's okay to feel anxious, and assure them that they've got this. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding. Remind yourself that everyone gets nervous sometimes, and that this presentation doesn't define your worth as a person. So, remember, future proofers, self-compassion isn't about being weak or complacent. It's about cultivating a sense of inner strength and resilience. It's about accepting ourselves fully, flaws and all, and showing ourselves the same love and care we'd offer to those we cherish most. Now go out there, be kind to yourself, and remember, you've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from a dose of self-compassion, and leave a review letting me know what resonated with you. We're in this together, one day at a time. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.